One small positive I want to say, and just it's interesting, I always keep an eye out for this because it's a sign someone knows what they're doing. The series didn't use nameplates for introducing character names, which I thought was interesting. So it means you learned everyone's name organically through the dialogue, which is actually a lot more difficult than you would expect.
In each chapter, they had their names and descriptions on the signs. In the first two chapters, they didn't.
All right.
But they did have all those joke delinquents that they introduced.
Oh, God.
They were like, those motherfuckers. Oh, my God. They were just like, introduce these like criminal, scary delinquents that have also transferred to the all-girls school that Taiga was forcibly transferred to.
I spent so much mental energy being like, all right, I need to keep these guys straight. And no, it turns out you don't at all.
No, but that's the joke, though, Rem. You
wasn't like, he like, they shouldn't they be in a different manga?
The author makes a huge deal about it, and then like Taiga just beats the shit out of one of them in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
get the fuck out of here.
Taiga even like, shouldn't they be in a different manga?
Yeah. Yeah, they show yeah, Taiga. Yeah. The first thing that happens is like Mamoru and Taiga are just like, hey, wait, they don't look like they belong here. Shouldn't they be in a different manga? Like, that might have been the first instance of fourth wall break.